Maple Ridge Mayor Dan Ruimi has just returned from the Smart City Summit and Expo in Taiwan. Jet-lagged and getting trolled in social media over the cost of the excursion on Monday, he wanted taxpayers to know he took the trip on his own dime. The event was shared between the cities of Taipei and Kaohsiung, with a focus on digital and green initiatives, and a goal of reaching net zero emissions by 2050. Ruimi was invited late last year, along with other city leaders and stakeholders from around the world. 32 countries and 150 municipalities were represented. Brandon, Manitoba and Stratford, Ontario were other Canadian cities whose officials attended. "It was a great experience to see what other cities are doing," said Ruimi. He saw how Taiwan is making greater use of artificial intelligence and facial recognition technology at Asia's largest smart city trade show. He saw an effort to use drones to help predict where wildfires will break out. He learned about initiatives to accurately measure whether greenhouse gas reduction targets are being met. Ruimi also offered a presentation about energy transition, speaking about electric vehicles and carbon reduction. The mayor visited the Taipei Economic Development Office, and toured the facilities where E1 Moli Energy Corp., which works in both countries, manufactures its Molicel lithium-ion batteries. Late last year, Moli received senior government funding to assist in the $1 billion expansion of its plant in Maple Ridge. Read also, Maple Ridge Battery Company planning $1 billion expansion. He gained a greater appreciation of the company that will soon be his city's largest private sector employer. "We're dealing with a company that's one of the tops in batteries in the world," said Ruimi. He received a two-hour tour of the Asian plant that he described as immaculate. He noted Moli plan to use a local workforce for the 350 new positions in Maple Ridge, and it is hoped that expanded Canadian plant will be operational by 2027. Ruimi also met with the Taiwan Minister of Health, who spoke about addiction and the number of addicted people on the streets. Ruimi said he did not put the trip on his city expense account, and he declined offers by Taiwan companies to have it covered. "I didn't want to put the city on the hook," he said. "I thought it was important to be there, so I paid for the trip myself." Ruimi said he hopes the city can host business people from Taiwan in Maple Ridge in future. Read also, TransLink Board approves fare hike, property tax increase for 2024.